Last week, the Stormwater Management Board debated a line item in their 2015 budget at the urging of the county council. In the previous meeting, the board struck funds that go toward a quarter-time treasury deputy position. Board member Iris Kiesling said that though she voted in the past to allow for stormwater management funds to go to the treasurer's office, it was not intended to be a recurring expense.
The reason I voted to take it out of our budget is that I recognized the fact that when we were establishing this organization that there were going to be some implementation costs, especially in view of the fact that we had to how we were going to deal with collecting money for the stormwater fee. And I felt there was a need to have to pay for that cost, and that's why I agreed to do that one quarter time to provide for that. But I should think that by now, 3 years later, that's all well established and there should not be any difficulty in the process of collecting and transmitting and collecting and transmitting the monies to the appropriate accounts.
Salary plus benefits for the quarter-time position total $10,000 that would come from the stormwater management budget. Board member Kevin Enright recommended the board vote to reinstate the funds for one additional year.
Having been in the discussion with the council, I would make a motion that we reinstate this amount just to cover administrative costs for this year. And then to enter into discussions next year how we want to proceed thereafter, just to get past this impasse.
Kiesling disagreed, pointing out that other departments do not assist in funding the treasurer's office and that the stormwater management budget should be treated the same as all other county offices.
And I think that's silly. The treasurer and the auditor serve all parts of the county, and we should not be, unless there's a special situation with setting up this fund, why we should be especially account for each facet of our organization and make every budget come up with a little bit of money to pay for something. Because I do believe that, like so many things, the county serves the whole county, this county serves the whole, all the units of government, that all the units that we have in our organization.
A motion to reinstate the full $10,000 to help the treasurer's office pay for a quarter-time deputy to oversee the collection of storm water management fees was tied 2-2 and did not pass. Board member Julie Thomas offered a compromise.
Well, then I'll go ahead and make a motion that we move $5,000 to help the treasurer out instead of the $7,000.
I'll second that.
Discussion? Call the question. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? That motion to reinstate $5,000 into that line item is approved. Mr. Williams?
Flat. No benefit.
With benefits?
Yeah, we'll go ahead with benefits.
Okay.
You're all right with that? Yeah?
Yeah.
Everyone okay with that? Yep.
County Council Attorney Michael Florey was present at the meeting and commended the board on their collegiality and said the funds would help alleviate demands on the auditor and treasurer's offices.